Zakta Mishnah Vaita, Masechtas Idyas, Perigimel, Mishnah Aleph. Let me tell you a little secret about this Mishnah. I did it, I recorded it, and it was maybe hour and a half or 2 hours of work, and I said, you know what, I'm going to erase it and start again. Because this Mishnah sounds like a complicated Mishnah, but once you understand it, it's simple. And I said, after the first time I recorded it, you know what, it sounds too complicated. The Mishnah is really much simpler. You just have to know the basic Yesodos. Let me do it again. So let's review a basic Hakdama. We've already seen how can a person become Tamei from a mace in one of three ways. Maga, that's the first way. Maga means to touch. Masa or oil. Maga means he touches it, either a kazayas of the meat of the mace, the flesh, quarter cup of the bones, different parts of the mace. Masa means he carries it, even if he carries the mace in an oren without touching it, it becomes Tamei. And then there's Tumas oil. Now, really, Tumas oil, and we've seen this a little bit in previous Mishnayos, but now we'll explain it, is divided into three possibilities. Either the person and the mace, or part of the mace, are under the same roof. Either this person is the roof, he leans over the mace. Or the mace is the roof, he's underneath the mace directly. Again, how can a person become Tamei Tumas mace? There's Maga, touching. He has to touch a kazayas of the flesh, or a certain shear of the bones. There's Masa carrying, even if he's not touching, like he's carrying it in a box. Or Tumas oil. Tumas oil is either he and the mace are under the same roof. Either he's the roof over the mace, he's leaning over the mace, or the mace is on him. The mace is the roof over the person. Okay? We're going to have now a machloikis between Rabbi Doisi ben Harkinas and the Chachamim. As a matter of fact, in the first six Mishnayos of this Perek, we're going to see a machloikis in between Rav Doisa ben Harkinas and the Chacham about different things. Zakta Mishnah. Kala metamin ba'oil. What does this mean? Kala metamin ba'oil? It means a dead person. A nevela, which is an animal that died without shechita. If it's a kosher animal. If it died without shechita, it's a nevela. If it's a non-kosher animal, it makes no difference. Even if you shechted a horse, it's still a nevela. So a nevela is a carcass of an animal. Again, what type of an animal? Any animal besides for a kosher animal that had shechita. Everything else, any other dead animal, is a nevela. A nevela is metama only with maga and masa, touching and carrying. There's no tumas oil. If you're under the same roof as a dead horse, or you lean over a dead horse, or there's a dead horse on top of you, you don't become tamei tumas oil. So zakta mishnah, kala metamin be'oil, that means a mace. Only a mace is metamin tumas oil. But I don't have a kazayas of a mace over here. Shenech leku. Let's say I have two half a kazayasim. Vechnisan, and both half a kazayasim were brought in l'toich habayis into a house, and he's standing in the house. I am standing under a roof, and I'm looking at two separate pieces of a mace. Each one is a half a kazayas. Rabbi Doisa ben Arkinas metayer. He's metayer everything that's in the house. No, it has to be one kazayas. It can't be two half a kazayasim. Vechachamim etamen. Vechachamim say, as long as it's all tumas oil, I don't care that they're two separate pieces. In other words, the Chacham would agree, half a kazayas of masa and half a kazayas of maga can't be formed together for a kazayas to say he's tummy. But if it's under oil, the same tumah, I don't care that it's two separate pieces of a half a kazayas. The Chachamim etam. Ketzat. Okay, so we had one case in the Mishnah was half a kazayas of a mace, half a kazayas of a mace under one roof. That was case number one. This is really case number two. Ketzat, another example would be, and the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush over here, it's lav dafka mace. This machloikas in Rav Doisa ben Arkinas and the Chachamim. It's in regard to maga and masa also. Because suppose, hanugeya, you have someone who touches b'cheshnei chatzoi zesim in a nevela. With my right hand, I touch half a kazayas of a nevela. With my left hand, I touch a different half a kazayas of a nevela. So we know this is not oil, because there's no oil by nevela. But I'm touching both. Or third case, oinoisan, or I'm carrying in one hand half a kazayas. And in the other hand, half a kazayas. In both these cases, Rav Doisa ben Akina says, tahar, you have to have. I don't care if it's tumas maga alone. You're touching two half a zayas. And as long as you don't touch one whole kazayas, you're not tummy. And the Chachamim say, no, as long as they're both Tumas Maga, or both Tumas Masa, you're tummy. So what are the three cases we had so far? Half a Kazayas in a room, another half a Kazayas in a room, and I'm in the room with a roof on top of me. Second case was, my right hand touches half a Kazayas, my left hand touches half a Kazayas. Third case was, my right hand is carrying half a Kazayas, my left hand is carrying a half a Kazayas. Even though I may not be touching, you can carry something without touching it. It's in a basket, it's in a box. Weiter. Uba Meis, now again, by Meis you also have Tumas Oil. Suppose you have a situation where Hanogeya, this is the fourth case in our Mishnah, Hanogeya bekachotzi zayis, I'm touching half a kazayis of a mace with one hand. Umahil, and I'm oil at the same time with my second hand, al kachotzi zayis, on another half a kazayis. Oh, wait a second. So this is half a kazayis of touching and half a kazayis of oil? Not necessarily. Because even though, let's say, my hand is over a kazayis, a half a kazayis, but there's no space of a tefach. So Memela, the Tana, this Tana considers that the same as touching. Or case number five. Noiga bekechotzi zayis, I'm touching half a kazayis. Ukechotzi zayis ma'al olav, and half a kazayis is on top of me at the same time. And here too, there's no space of a tefach. This is considered touching and touching. Or says the Mishnah Vayter, Umahil, I am leaning over al kish kishnei chatzoy zesim on two separate half zesim at one time. And here too again, there's no space of a tefach. That's how the Batanur explains it. If there's no space of a tefach, it's mamish like touching it. Or case number seven, I'm leaning over half a kazayis, and a half a kazayis is leaning over me at the same time, and there's no space of a tefach. In all these cases, Rabbi Doisa ben Harkinas mitahir. Rabbi Doisa ben Harkinas says he's tor, the chachamim mitamin. Rabbi Doisa ben Harkinas says, I don't care that it's all coming through the same kind of tumah. You have to have one kazayis in one place. And the chachamim say, as long as it's maga and maga, masa and masa, even though they're two separates, it's half a kazayis and half a kazayis, I'm carrying a half a kazayas in my left hand, carrying a half a kazayas in my right hand, touching a half a kazayas with one hand, touching a half a kazayas on the other hand. Even though it's broken up into two halves, zesim, the chachamim say, tame. When would even the chachamim agree in this eighth case? Avol but, hanogeya bekachotzi zayas. Let's say I am touching half a kazayas. Tumas maga. V'dover achar mahil olav. And there's a roof over my head. The al-kechotzi zayis, and underneath this roof is my head and another chotzi zayis. And over here between the roof and the zayis, there's more than a tefach of space. So this isn't considered touching. This is tumas oil. Again, I'm under a roof with a half a kazayis. There's more than a tefach between me and the roof. So this is not touching. It's tumas oil. I extend my hand out of the house and touch another half a kazayis. Or the ninth case. Oymal al kechotzi zayis. I'm leaning over half a kazayis. There's no space of a tefach. The dover acher mail olav. Then there's a roof over my head. The al kechotzi zayis. And on a different half a kazayis. And there is space of a tefach there. Whenever there's a space of a tefach, it's not tumas mag, it's tumas oil. So I'm in the house with a half a kazayis. I extended my hand outside. And I put my hand over another half a kazayis. But within a tefach. Tahar. The Chachamim say tahar. Because when there's no space of a tefach, that's Tumas Maga. When there is space of a tefach, that's Tumas Oil. And even the Chachamim say, a half a kazayis of Maga and a half a kazayis of oil cannot be combined. Amar Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, no. Afbeze, in these two cases, cases 8 and 9, touching half a kazayis, and then there's a roof over him and another half a kazayis with a space of a tefach, so that's maga and oil. Or he's leaning over a half a kazayis without any space, so that's maga. There's no space of a tefach. And there's a roof over him and another half a kazayis, and over there there is space. Again, it's half a kazayis of oil and half a kazayis of maga. Omer Meir afbeze, even in these cases, Reb Doisi Metayr v'Chacham Metamin, the Chachamim still say he's Tamei. Now, really, Rabbi Meir also holds that you can't combine two different sources of tummy. Half a kazayas of maga and half a kazayas of maga would not make him tummy. But Reb Meir has a shita that every tumas oil, even if there's a space of a tefach between the roof and him, is called maga. It's explained the way Rabbi Meir learns tumas oil, it means it's like the mess is full. The whole room is full of the mess. Wherever you are, you're touching the mess. So Reb Meir holds, I'll agree with you, that according to the Chacham, half a kazayas of maga, half a kazayas of masa can't be combined. But maga and oil could be combined, because oil, even when there is a space of a tefach, in between the oil and the person, in between the person who's leaning over the mace, whatever form of tumas oil, even if there is a space of a tefach, it's still called maga, it's still called tacha. This is the rule according to the Chacham. Kol shehu mishem echad. Whenever the source of tumah is the same kind of tumah, my left hand is touching half a gazayas, my right hand is touching half a gazayas, or my left hand is carrying half a gazayas, my right hand is carrying half a gazayas, even if I'm not touching, or they both come from tumas oil, tumay. The Chachamim say we connect the two, and it's mitama. Mishnei shemois. If one is maga, the other is masa, I'm touching half a gazayas and carrying half a gazayas without touching it. Tahar. The only machloikis between Rabbi Meir and the first Tana is oil a separate tumah, or is every oil just another way of touching? The Tana Kama says, as long as there's a space between the person and the oil, it's a separate tumah. So being under the roof of a half a gazayas and extending your hand outside and touching another half a gazayas doesn't connect. The Chachamim say he's tar. According to Reb Meir, no. Every tumas oil is the same as maga, even if there's more than a tefach of space between the person and the roof. Oil means it's like wherever you are, you're touching the mace. But everyone agrees that half a gazayas of maga and half a gazayas of maga, half a gazayas of masa, half a gazayas of masa can be connected. Different types of tumah can't be connected. It's just that Reb Meir holds that oil and maga is the same thing. So basically, can we wrap up this Mishnah in a nutshell? And the answer is yes. Rabbi Doisa holds, you have to have a kazayas of a mace in one place. Could be maga and maga, masa and masa, oil and oil. It doesn't make a difference. Unless you have one solid kazayas, let's say of the flesh, we don't connect half shiurim. The Chachamim say we do connect half shiurim. If both are tumas maga. Touching a half a kazayas, touching another half a kazayas, even though with two separate hands, I become tummy. Same is true for masa, same is true for oil. But oil and maga won't mix. Oil and masa won't mix. Everyone agrees with this. The machloikis is only the Tanakama holds. Oil and maga, two separate things. The Tanakama will agree if there's less than a tefach of airspace, and there's a roof over the mace with less than a tefach of airspace, or I'm leaning over the mace with less than a tefach of airspace, or the mace is on top of me with less than a tefach of airspace, that's maga. But if there's more than a tefach of airspace, that's oil. It's a different kind of tumah. It's not touching. And half a gazayas of oil and half a gazayas of maga, half a gazayas of oil, half a gazayas of masa can't be connected. Reb Meir says, in regard to this, oil and maga is always the same. Even if it's a high roof, there's far more than a tefach between me and the roof, between the mace and the roof, or I'm leaning over the mace, there's far more than a tefach between me and the mace, or the mace is on top of me and there's far more of a tefach, any combination of tumas oil. According to Reb Meir, even if there's more than a tefach of airspace, it's called touching. It's like the whole room or the whole area under the tent is full of the mace. That's the halacha, and therefore it's the same as touching. That's what Reb Meir holds, that according to the Chachamim, half a gazayas of oil and half a gazayas of maga will be metamim because they're both maga. So that's a separate machloikis. If oil, when you have more than a tefach, is a third entity, or it's included in maga. But everyone agrees that according to the Chachamim, it has to come from the same source. Can't have a half a kazayas of one way and half a kazayas of another way and to connect it. And according to Reb Daisa, even half a kazayas and half a kazayas from the same kind of tumah, touching half a kazayas and touching another half a kazayas, will still not be metamehim unless you have a kazayas in one place.